Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gents, yes, sir, we're back at you. All things covered. Pat Peterson, Brian McFadden, another jam-packed show for you guys. And right now, we're going to tap into college football. Let's go to the ACC. Of course, when you talk about college football, ACC play, it's a university you got to start the conversation off with every day of the week, right? Florida State University, stand up. Seminole Nation, stand up. No Tribe, stand up. This is the show for you. And if you're Florida State haters, guess what? This is also a show for you as well. We welcome Mike Norvell, head coach of the Florida State Seminoles, joining us here. All things covered. Pat Peterson, Brian McFadden. Coach Norvell, how you doing? How you feeling?
Man, doing great. I appreciate you guys having me on, and excited that we're getting close to spring ball. You've been a great offseason. You know, a lot of excitement around our program. You know, coming off your 10-win season. You know, a lot of great players coming back. I've been able to bring in a great class, and you're excited about watching these guys, what they've done in the offseason, and just ready to get back out there on that practice field.
And coach, talking about a 10-win season, I think it's only right because you're a Seminole. I'm a Seminole. Unfortunately for Pat P, he's in an unfamiliar situation right now because he's a Tiger. The first game in 2022, well, not the first game, I'm sorry, the second game in 2022 for the Florida State Seminoles took place in New Orleans against the LSU Tigers. And thank you, coach, for taking care of your business because me and Pat P had a wager on the side because of our association with our universities that I was able to cash in big time. So Coach Norvell, thank you for that. And Pat P, as you know, we're going to run it back.
Hey, we definitely going to run it back, but Coach Norvell, you don't have to get into all that. Let's get back to the interview. How important is the momentum in college football? Speaking of the turnover and the guys that you're bringing into the program coming into the season.
No, I mean, I think it's big. And, you know, obviously the way that we were able to finish up last year, you know, getting the bowl, that bowl victory against Oklahoma, securing that 10th win. And then, you know, as you go in, a lot of guys had decisions to make, and we actually had every player on our team decide to play in that bowl game. And that really was something for me. That was the push before the game that really showed you about the culture that we have and the way that these guys, you know, love you get an opportunity to compete with each other. And then, you know, obviously after the bowl game, a lot of guys had to make decisions, and we were able to return majority of our roster. You know, we were able to go out and get some great players to come in and have already done a wonderful job. Building their own opportunity with the offseason workouts, and we got great competition, great depth, and now it's just about getting better. And that's the way our players have embraced that challenge, and really trying to take our game to another level and take another big step for this program. But that momentum's been huge.
You know, speaking of challenges, what is your belief in going forth with the program and the culture that you're trying to build there at Florida State moving forward?
You know, our focus is every day trying to get better, and it's getting better from being our best. You know, it's not, you know, there's a lot of people out there that just try to go out there and they might talk about a goal or an objective, but kind of lose sight of the process that's necessary to be able to achieve that. And that's our focus. It's not about anybody else around us. You talk about the momentum, the expectations that we have. You know, I'm excited that people are talking about Florida State. I'm excited about the things that we've been able to to accomplish. But, you know, in all reality, a year ago, you know, not a whole lot of people other than maybe BMAC that were talking about, you know, what we could do. But we believed inside the locker room. We believed inside the team of the things that we could accomplish. And you know, they went out and they were able to do that. You know, we finished up in the top 10 in the country. You know, we're one of only three teams in the country that had a top 15 offense, a top 15 defense. It was Alabama, Georgia, and us. And that shows that it's not just one guy. It's a belief collectively as a team and a buy-in that, man, we're going to go out there and we're going to compete. And now we get a chance to take it up to another level. And if we can continue to improve each day, controlling the things that we can control, and it doesn't matter what's happening around the outside. You know, we're going to be ready for when those to seize the opportunities that present themselves, regardless of you know, what circumstances we might face.
Hey, Coach, the last time you were on with us, you said we're going to get this program back to where it deserves to be. And when we get there, we're going to stay there. How close do you think you are to getting back to where the program deserves to be?
Well, I think we're really close. And, you know, obviously last year was a big step, and, you know, it was a successful step for us. You know, it showed the direction, it showed the belief, it showed the culture that's been established, because for us, it's all about building that foundation. And I think we've established a very strong foundation in these first couple of years. Now it's time to take it to another level. And, you know, now that we've achieved that short-term success, it's about sustaining it and continuing to get better. And so, you know, that's something that is a daily focus for our guys. And what I love is, you know, I'm watching these guys in the offseason workouts, and our best players are pushing themselves harder than they ever have. And you know, the newcomers that are coming in, they're jumping right in with understanding the expectation, understanding the standard of how we operate. And when you got players coaching players, you know, it helps accelerate that process for guys as they transition. And you know, it's been a really good you know, offseason program. You know, I think we're returning close to 90% of our production, you know, as a football team. But you also see, you know, 19 newcomers that started in January, and we're gonna have another good group that comes in this summer. But it's been a very competitive, you know, winter program, and you know, I just can't wait till we get on the practice field to see these guys flying around and competing to take our program to another level.
Yeah, and Coach, like you said, it's nothing like seeing the older guys push themselves harder, because, like you said, it just help the other guys fall in line, you know. But we talked to a couple of players around, you know, around your locker room. And I know as a coach, you do not allow yourself to go down this road. But a couple of players highlighted, you know, the program would have been, you know, in different shape or had a different outlook if you guys wouldn't have to deal with certain injuries in the month of October. So my question is, I know you don't allow that, but do you think it would have been a different outcome of the season if you would have had your guys on the field?
I mean, ultimately, we got to control what we control, right. And injuries are a part of the game. And, you know, that's, you know, did we face some? Yes. But, you know, that's life. I mean, that teams all across the country are going to face things that show up. It's how we respond to those things and making sure that we are better if they do show up. Nobody ever wants to see an injury. Nobody ever wants to see somebody that goes down. But when or if that happens, you know, we've got to make sure that we're ready to rise up and still play our best football with whoever's number is called. And that's one of the things that I think, you know, some of those experiences that we went through a year ago, it didn't always go exactly like we wanted it to, but I was proud of how our guys responded. You know, we lost three games in a month of October. You know, we were, you know, our guys never went at each other. We never had any of that within the locker room. You know, they maintained focus on getting better and to win our last six to finish out the season. It was a great response, but now it's a chance to look back and see, you know, some of those mishaps that we had and what can we do to make sure that we get that right and continue to control the things that we do control, because you know, ultimately, if there's an injury that happens here this year, you know, it's going to be another opportunity for somebody else to rise up and to do the job to the standard that we need to operate here at Florida State.
Coach, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Jordan Travis, your starting quarterback, is tied for second right now in preseason Heisman odds. How crucial has his development been for the program, and how could he put himself in position to be FSU's first Heisman winner in a decade?
Well, I mean, Jordan's a special player, and I truly believe he's one of the best players in all of college football. And, you know, that all the attention and the the recognition that he's getting for the player that it's well deserved, because you know he's earned it and he works his tail off every single day. You know, he's one of the most selfless people that I've ever been around. You know, he's not into anything trying to promote himself, but he is about promoting this team, and he's done a great job of living that out on a day-to-day basis. And you know, he is a tremendous leader. He's grown on the field, he's grown off the field. You see the confidence in how he plays. And you know what I love about him is that you even when a mistake shows up, you know, just the way that he's able to bounce back from those situations. You know, I think all the experiences he's had throughout his career have helped prepare him and really, you know, built his mindset and really just allowed him to play with that type of confidence. And you know, he's just a remarkable young man. And you know, I love getting a chance to coach him. And you know, there's no limits to what he can accomplish. And you know, he's definitely gonna push to win all awards, in my opinion. And you know, you're definitely going to do a great job of leading this team.
Hey, Coach, what has been the biggest reason for the change in regards to Jordan Travis when you look at the consistency in which he was able to display a year ago compared to 2 years ago being the starting quarterback there in Tallahassee?
Man, I think it's time. I think it's confidence. You know, as you put in the work at the level of what he's done, you grow in your confidence. And you know, having some continuity with what he's being asked to do, you know, just the way that he's approached, you know, the rhythm in the passing game, the way that he's approached, you know, being able to go through the reads, the progressions. You know, he's one of the smartest quarterbacks that I've been around. Sees the field great, but you know, as each rep that he got, he developed an even higher level of confidence in what he was being asked to do. And you see that, you just see that show up in his play. You know, he does have special athletic ability, and he's able to make some highlight plays that are remarkable. But you know, what I love is you see it in his drops, you see it in his accuracy, you see it in how he's able to distribute the football. You know, he's one of the most lethal quarterbacks in the country when people try to blitz him. And that's because he knows where he needs to get the ball out to, and he's able to deliver it in a great place. So, you know, he's done a wonderful job in distributing the ball, but it's all comes from that confidence, and confidence comes from the work that he puts in.
And Coach, we all know college football is trying to make, you know, the best TV possible, especially during bowl season. In the last four years, we've probably seen the most change in college football history. But how much do your job become adapting to the consistently change in the landscape of college football?
Oh, I mean, I think it's just like in all things of life. I mean, there's going to be different things that show up, and you either have to be willing to adapt or you have to be willing to die. Because if you don't adapt in this game, you will get passed up, and you
no doubt.
You will be no longer. And, you know, for us, it's truly trying to evaluate the situation of where we are, but then also have to try to, you know, instill the vision of where we're going and the steps that are necessary for us to be able to get there with whatever, you know, regulation or framework that we need to operate within. And that's what, you know, I've been really pleased with just the support that we have here at Florida State and in all areas, and, you know, the way that our players have pushed, the way that they've worked. I mean, you know, there's a lot of new age things that are happening in college athletics, but when it comes to building a team, you know, having a brotherhood, you know, the camaraderie that's in that locker room, you know, the steps that are necessary and the work that's necessary to be able to grow in all those areas, you know, mentally and physically, you know, that's still what it takes to win. And you know, that's what our players have done. And, you know, they're, like I said, they're doing a great job of competing against themselves and continuing to push themselves. But when it comes to all the other things on the exterior of college athletics, I mean, it's an ever-changing world, and you've got to be able to adapt to it.
Hey, Coach, speaking of the landscape changing, especially in regards to football and college sports, what are your thoughts about the powers that be are floating with the idea of trying to shorten the length of college football games? Do you believe the game is too long right now, or would you welcome them shortening the game to some degree, regardless if it's not allowing a stoppage in the clock in regards to incomplete passes or first downs, or kind of adapting what the NFL do in regards to how they manage the game clockwise? Would you welcome something like that, or are you okay how it's already structured?
You know, I mean, I like how the game is structured now, but I mean, I'm also open to whatever changes that might, you know, best showcase, you know, the great game of college football. And I mean, the tradition, the pageantry, you know, just the intensity of what a college football game brings week in and week out. I want what's best for this game. And I like the way the game is structured now. I think it provides some great opportunities. But if there are changes, and I'm open to really all things that help our game and the exposure for it. And, you know, if it does mean a slight rule change here or there to be more efficient and effective, you know, I'm great with that. And we'll be able to adapt and make sure our guys are ready to go with whatever those changes are. But, you know, I think we've got a great product, and I think people enjoy watching, college athletics, especially college football, just because of, the passion of how our guys play and what they represent. But, I think that, the powers that be are always going to look to make it as efficient and as effective as possible. So, I mean, if there are some slight rule changes, we'll be able to adapt and adjust to it. I mean, as long as the core of what we're doing stays the same, I mean, we'll make do.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Hey, Coach, what's your level of excitement when you talk about the recruiting trail and the guys you've been able to get to come to your program to commit to Florida State? When you talk about the incoming freshmen, along with the guys you guys were able to sign through the transfer portal, what's your level of excitement? And then when you look at the offensive guys you added, how do you plan to get everyone involved with all the talent that you already had in place, not to mention some of the newly acquired talent that will be joining the team this spring?
No, I mean, it's at an elite level. There is a ton of excitement in all areas of our program, and just the guys that we brought in. I told you guys last year, for us, it's about finding the right fit for Florida State. Guys that embrace the mindset, the work ethic, the relationships, all the things that we ask our guys to do to push themselves. You know, when you get like-minded individuals together, a part of a program and something, and they embrace to be a part of something bigger than themselves, I mean, you got a chance to do something special. And that's what I've seen. And, you know, these guys that have come in, they've hit the ground running. And, you know, a lot of these, whether it's the freshmen, you know, we signed 65% of our signing class were high school freshmen that are high school seniors that are coming in, as true freshmen. And then we had, 35% of transfers, and we had some specific positions that we wanted to address. And I think we've got some of the most explosive playmakers in the country that have come and joined our program. also, you know, surrounding the great playmakers that we have returning. So, you know, it's going to be competition every day. And, you know, I mean, you are part of those teams. I mean, I want the greatest competition that we face throughout the season to be what we face on the practice field. And so building that and, you know, having that sense of urgency for improvement, also having that sense of urgency of you know, having to produce when your number's called. You sit there and, you know, last year you watched the national championship game, and you know, one of the things that I point out to our guys is, man, you watch the rotations too. I mean, when you have depth and you have talent at all levels, at all positions, man, it's a never ending flow of being able to attack. And that's what we want. And that's what we're aspiring to be. And, you know, we got a lot of great playmakers. And so when that ball comes your way, you better make sure that you're taking care of your business and showing up, because, you know, there's definitely going to be people that are going to be able to do that and push each other. And, you know, there's, you know, that versatility and attack on offense is something that, you know, we want to be able to have and definitely be balancing our approach.
Hey, Coach, and talking about battling and embracing the moment, you're going to have opportunity to battle against a guy that was a superstar in Florida State history, Mr. Prime Time himself, Coach Prime, in the recruiting process. How are you embracing that? Because you know Prime, he's going to come to Florida and try to steal all the recruits that he can. So how are you going to embrace that battle with a Florida State superstar that he was?
No, I mean, and Prime, you know, obviously he's had a great career and, you know, doing great things that you're in the coaching profession. And, you know, as a Florida State Seminole, you know, we're definitely happy for him and the, you know, the track of his career and where that's going, you know, in the coaching world. And, you know, it's all about competition. And, you know, we're going to be true to who we are. You know, obviously we're really excited about, you know, what we've been able to do, who we've been able to attract, making sure that we get guys that fit this program and embrace, you know, the way that we do things. And, you know, that's what's been special, because you see the culture, you feel it, the way that our guys play, the playmakers that we have, how we showcase them. I mean, this is a special place to be. And so, you know, we know that, you know, you there, that is one school with one coach. I mean, there's a lot of people that are trying to come into Florida and try to get the best that we have. And, you know, one of the things I've been really, really proud of and excited about is just the type of players that we're able to keep in the state. And it was a big point of emphasis here this last year. And I thought we were able to do a great job with that in the guys that we were able to keep home and obviously the guys that we're bringing into the program. And then, you know, as you look at these future classes, I mean, there's just an unbelievable amount of excitement about what we're doing and guys want to represent this university. They want to be here, you know, and, you know, when you come to school at Florida State, man, this is the all-inclusive collegiate experience, and you can really get it all. And this is, you know, our guys are getting to experience that, and you feel that energy here at FSU.
Hey, Coach, what was it like to put up 45 points on both Miami and Florida a year ago?
I mean, that's a, you know, it was big for us, man, you know, for the 15th time, you know, in our program history, to be able to win the state championship and, you know, against our two in-state rivals. I mean, that was big. And, you know, obviously we're excited about that. You know, I don't shy away from the importance of those rivalries. And, you know, it's something we talk about as a team, you know, a couple times throughout the year and just, you know, the importance of those games. But then it's a daily focus about our improvement. You know, it's not something that we talk about every day, but the point of emphasis of maximizing the day is critically important, because when it gets to that week, all the things that you've done for the last year are going to put you in a position to go be your best. And that's our mindset. That's our focus. And it was definitely big being able to win those games. And the way that we were able to do it was something that, you know, I was proud of our guys for, and it's something they can always remember, because every one of those games will be remembered.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, what type of expectations do you believe the program have for you, knowing that you just signed a nice, deserving extension?
No, I mean, I'm excited and you know, honored for the opportunity I have to lead this program, and you know, to see the belief you know, from our administration, our president, board of trustees, athletic director, and you know, they get to watch this program every day, not only what we're doing on the field, but how we're developing our guys and putting them in a position to be able to sustain that success. You know, they're off the field. You know, the character of the type of young men. You know, the the work ethic. I mean, those things are all important to not only where we are, but where we're going. And so I'm grateful for the belief and the support of the university. And, you know, it's my responsibility to make sure that I'm representing this program and that we represent this program in the way it deserves to be represented. And that's in a first-class fashion. So we're excited for what the future holds. And, man, we're going to continue to work and continue to get better in all things that we do.
Hey, Coach, last question for you. Let's go back to the first opportunity we had you on our show. You told us at that time you would win a foot race with Manny Diaz, who was the head coach at Miami at the time, and Dan Mullen. Does that answer still apply to yourself in regards to a foot race against Mario Cristobal and Billy Napier?
I'm very confident in my abilities. Let me just say that.
Hey, well, clearly I would hope so, Coach, because, you know, Cristobal is a little heavier than you are. And I don't know what kind of shape Coach Napier is in right now. So I would think those rules would still apply if you were to race those two guys in a foot race. How long would the race need to be, Coach? What'd you think? Because I see you sprint every day at practice, right?
Hey, B-Mac, I got to control what I can control. I ain't worried about them. I can just go out there and be my best every day. And so I'm very confident in how I'm going to show up.
Hey, Coach, speaking of racing, who's going to replace Big Coop, your racing mate, every day in practice? Because you was racing a defensive tackle. If you guys haven't really been paying attention to our listeners and viewers checking us out on YouTube, every day when the team break down, Coach Norvell would take off and strike 100 yards. And it would usually be Big Robert Cooper, who was our former defensive tackle, who's going on to the NFL, getting ready for the NFL. They would race. So, Coach, who is going to replace Big Coop as your racing mate every day in practice?
See, I did a good job recruiting a year ago. I found the biggest guy on the team to race. So I felt, I kind of put myself in a good situation. But, man, whoever wants that smoke, man, they can come show up. Uh-oh. And be there.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. hey, Pat P., you heard what Coach Norvell said, and I echo the same thing to you, my guy. You want that smoke week one in Orlando?
Yeah, man.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yes, I want the smoke. I don't know about everybody else, but I want the smoke, Coach.
Hey, don't worry. You already know what we're going to do. You already know what we're going to do. Hey, Coach, most importantly, thank you for joining us here. All things covered, Pat Peterson, Brian McFadden. Man, we wish you nothing but success. And I'm going to say this right now. Mike Norvell, the future ACC Coach of the Year this season. And, of course, the number one team in the ACC. We go ahead and I can say it, Coach. I can say it. You don't have to worry about saying it. We're going to put that in the universe right now, allow that to manifest, and it will become a reality. But, Coach, thank you for joining us once again, man. Can't wait to see you this spring.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. All the respect in the world for both of you guys. And, man, I appreciate what you do. Go Noles.
Thank you. Thanks, go man. Noles.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.